a useful vessel. And sometimes we ask ourselves, how useful are we? Jesus is the light of the world. He lights up those who come in relationship with him. When Moses spent time in God's presence, his face became so bright that he wore a veil because people feared to come near him. As a lamp must be plugged into the electrical outlet to illuminate the darkness around it. So we must still plugged in into God if we must stay, if we want our light to shine before others. Oh, see that the light has come. The only way we can walk in love and behave the way we should is to pray, read his word, and fellowship with God. Stay plugged in and be a light wherever you go. So I want you to pray in this manner. Dear Father, help me to stay plugged in to you at all times so that your light can shine through me and touch the lives of those around me. Amen. Just a little bit of a sneak peek. So whoever cleanses himself, what are you cleansing yourself from? From what is ignoble, unclean? Whoever separates himself from contact with contaminating and corrupting influence will be a vessel set apart and useful for honorable and noble purpose, consecrated and profitable to the master, fit and ready for any good work. And if you're wondering where that masterpiece is coming from, it's coming from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21. And I'm going to read this from the Message Bible because I feel there's something in there that will bless you. Are you ready? Okay. I'm not taking your shine away, but it said, in a well-furnished kitchen, there are only two crystal goblets. Oh, this is looking like a boss move. In a well-furnished kitchen, there are only crystal goblets and silver platters. But waste cans and couples buckets. Some containers used to serve fine meals, others to take out the garbage. Become the kind of container God can use to present any and every kind of gifts to his guest for their blessing. So how can you become a vessel that God can use according to that scripture? Ponder on it. I'll see you in the next one. Hey. It's good to be back. And hope you've been praying for me. Because I've been praying for you. We're just going to dive into some really fun things today. God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are too. Say to the Israelite, I am has sent me to you. When you're facing something alone, it's easy to mix up what you feel with who you are. You might feel like saying, I am anxious. I'm tired. I'm not strong enough for this. But God said, I am. That was enough. Those feelings are real, but He's in it with you. Walking through you, fighting for you. It's not against you. He's giving you everything you need to overcome. Whatever comes against you. Whatever. So stop falling for the feeling and become who He created you to be. Matthew 2 Timothy 1:7 says that for the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. 2 Timothy 1:7. I felt like saying that again. That is what God has given to you. And the power He has given you is not to make you timid, but the power of love and self-discipline. The power of control. When we step into a season of struggle, it can be easy to forget that God uses all things, even the hard parts, for our good. When we step into a season of struggle, whatever the struggle could be, financially, mentally, emotionally, it can be easy to forget that God uses all things, even the hard part, for our good. The battle you are in right now is for your future strength. Don't run from it. Because when you stick it out, you find blessing on the other side. So whatever, or whether you're battling anxiety, loneliness, or maybe even bitterness, you can walk comfortably towards it, knowing that it will equip you for what's next, for what's to come. See you in the next one. Bye-bye. Now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language. Colossians 3 verse 8. Have you ever been hanging out with your friend and behave in a way that wasn't godly? I remember one time I said something bad about another person in front of my friend just to get them to laugh. It's really easy to let your flesh rule and behave in an ungodly way. It takes work to get rid of those bad habits and dirty language. But if God told us in the Bible to do it, then it's something that we can do. It's going to take some work, and you're not going to be perfect at it all the time. But with some effort, you can overcome that habit of anger, slander, and dirty language. So today, make the determination to put aside bad habits and pursue the things of God. Choose to react to situations and friends as Jesus would. Ask God to give you wisdom on how you can begin to live free of this habit. He will give you the strategy you need to overcome this bad habit if you just ask Him. Submit yourself then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. James 4:7. Who likes to submit? Not me for sure. I hate the idea. It's just against our nature as humans to want to have someone to tell us what to do and how to live our lives. However, despite not always liking it, it's something that as Christians we are told to do. Today's verse encourages us to submit ourselves to God. Today's scripture is letting us know that we have to submit. Submitting isn't easy. Our flesh doesn't like the idea of someone telling us what to do, how we need to live. But here is the thing. God created us. He knows us. He loves us more than we can even love ourselves. And so when he tells us how to live, it's not because he's mean or controlling. Instead, it's because he really loves us. He wants the best for us. When we submit our lives to him, we find fulfillment. God knows what will really bring us peace. And when we live our lives for him, he'll be more at peace than living without him. We will be more at peace than living without him. So today, think about this truth. God has things, good things for us. We aren't living our lives for us, for ourselves, but for him. And when we do, things will go better for us. And Heavenly Father, we thank you. And we ask you to help us to let go of this bad habit and to give us strength to submit to you, even when we don't even like it, but to trust you at all times. As we begin to submit, as we begin to look up to you and letting go and you coming in, may we find fulfillment. May we find a satisfaction in you at all times. Amen.